getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Here we go again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show here on the radio. Nothing but great old-time records here on the Oompa Hour. Spinning great old-time oldies like we do each and every week. Hey, here we go. Thanksgiving week already, if you can believe that. Now, you may be hearing the show after Thanksgiving has already happened. You could be sitting there on the weekend watching football and sitting around eating turkey leftovers, for all I know. But for the stations who are on schedule, this is your Thanksgiving week show. I have no Thanksgiving polkas, oddly enough. Plenty of Christmas polkas that will start sneaking in next week. But other than that, it's just going to be great old-time music this week, like we always have. I promise I'll sneak in a waltz. I don't think I made any commitments for any songs last week that I forgot about this week, because I got nothing special planned. Just a great big handful of records out of the boxes, and let's roll it. You remember the TV show Laugh-In? Back around like 1970, 71. Remember Laugh-In? You had Dan and Dick Rowan and Dean, and what were their names? Rowan and Martin. Yeah, that's it. Laugh-In. And you had, you know, like Ruth Buzzy and Henry Gibson and Goldie Hawn and Joanne Worley and all those. And they created a phrase on that show that kind of stuck around for a while. You bet your bippy. And nobody really knew what a bippy was, but the Naturals thought perhaps they did. And it says on the record that Whitey is singing this one. Here's the Sweet Bippy Polka.
With freckles on her bippy, the men all stare, the women giggle when they see that bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's bippy. The men all stare, the women giggle when they see that bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's bippy. We'll be right back.
Skippy's Bippy. I don't even want to know about it. There's the Naturals here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records for another week, like always. And I want to remind you, because I try to remember to do this early in the show, otherwise I forget, that you can always contact the Oompa Hour via email at oompahour@mail.com. It's very easy to remember. Oompa Hour, that's two oohs and two H's in the middle. Oompa Hour, all smashed together into one word. At mail.com, if you have a record request or question about a band or a record or whatever, I will do our best to take care of that for you. And yes, there are always records on this show. People sometimes think we're a little crazy for that, because in this high-tech world of MP3s and digital sound and crisp, clean digital perfection, completely soulless digital perfection, we play nothing but records here on the Oompa Hour. So we hear a lot of songs that you just you don't get anywhere else, because unless someone else has the records, and they didn't make very many of these. Hard to replicate vinyl, you know. So it makes it a little more interesting here on the Oompa Hour. All right, it's Oberic time. We haven't had an Oberic for a while. At least not on this show. We're only one song into it, but hey, why not? The Cuckoo Oberic. Here are the New Yorkers.
Kółeczka kuka, chłopiec panny szuka, spozira przepira i nosa zatira.
Kuku, kuku, a, 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 kuku, kuku, a, 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 a,
chłopce moje, chłopce, co wy tu dumacie, czy to w tej surduty, co po jednym macie.
There you have the New Yorkers here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. The Cuckoo Oberic and Myron Florin on the way next. You know, seems like we don't play enough Myron Florin records sometimes. You know, he's on the Lawrence Welk Show. Standard of the accordion playing in old-time music industry for a long time. Did a lot of songs, though, that weren't really old-time songs, too. And there's a lot of great record albums from Myron Florin, or Myron with the Lawrence Welk Orchestra and whatnot out there. And they're just always such great, fun records. Here's one of those. Here's Oh Susanna with Myron Florin.
Thank you.
There you go, with Myron Florin here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I think a waltz would fit in nicely here. Six Fat Dutchman. I don't think we have ever played a Six Fat Dutchman waltz in the show. If we have, it's been so long that I can't remember it, which really, for me, could just have been a couple of weeks ago. But I don't recall anyway. So that is on the way, so stand by for that. In fact, the Six Fat Dutchman coming up with Johnny's Concertina Waltz. But before we roll that one, let's have a brief moment to talk about the World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in beautiful Superior, Wisconsin, up by Duluth Superior there. The Twin Ports, as we like to call it in this neck of the woods. Over 1,400 accordions are on display. Accordions and concertinas are on display there. When I think about it, and I think about how much an accordion weighs, and I figure you put 1,400 of those in one place, can you imagine how heavy that collection is? I'm surprised the Harrington Arts Center just doesn't cave in under the weight. But they also have a vast collection of advertising material and documentation and music and the history that goes with the music and the various instruments all there at the Harrington Arts Center. People come from all over the world to do research there. They have a concert hall there. They have a lot of activities, especially during the summer. So it's much more than just a museum. But you need to check it out when you find yourself in the area. It is World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center. You can look it up online at accordionworld.org. Real easy to find on Belknap Street there in Superior. There's plenty of parking around it. They also have the world's only accredited accordion and concertina repair school, if you can imagine that. And you could find out more information by visiting their website. It's the World of Accordions Museum in the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin. All right, to the concertina music, Johnny's Concertina Waltz. Here are the Six Fat Dutchmen. Six Fat Dutchmen out of New Ulm, Minnesota. There's Johnny's Concertina Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Speaking of Minnesota, you know, that's where we do this show, up in northern Minnesota, actually. Finally, we have northern Minnesota weather, and I think I should be happy about that. But see, in Minnesota, we have a thing. You have to complain about the weather, no matter what it is. Even if it's nice, you have to complain about it when it's not supposed to be nice, which is what we've been doing for the past couple of weeks. This week, I am telling you, it rained the first 3 days of the week. Just rained and rained and rained and rained and rained, which is weird because normally it's like a year ago, it was 10 below zero and it was 50 degrees and raining all week. Then it started snowing for a while. Now it's like 17 degrees in the morning, and it's starting to act like winter the way we expected. So now we can officially complain about it as we're into Thanksgiving week here. And for me, I like the snow because I like to put a lot of Christmas decorations out in the yard, and I use the snow to hold them in place. So I'm hoping to do that here as we get through Thanksgiving week, if I get some snow going out there to get all the decorations out there. So anyway, we're working on it, and the weather is finally going to pot up here, which is exactly the way we like it. So, all right, let's get back to some music here. Peanuts Polka, here's Marv Herzog. There you go, Marv Herzog, Peanuts Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And again, remind you, too, you can always find us on Facebook if you're so inclined, if you're one of those Facebookers out there. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And you can like us on there. And it's not like we do anything preposterously profound, but I do put some amusing photos up there every now and then. So, yeah, feel free. If we get a bunch of followers up there, certainly we'll be putting up more information and maybe some, you know, looks at things coming up in coming shows and stuff like that. But by all means, check it out. It's just a Tim Zumpa Hour on Facebook. If you're one of those high-techy, Facebooky kind of people there. Speaking of high-tech, I just got an email. I just look at the email, the subject of the email, it says, "Are your appliances ready for the holidays?" is what it says. I don't know. I'll ask them. I mean, isn't it a little late? It's Thanksgiving week. If the stove is not ready for the holidays, they're not going to do anything about it this week. You know what I mean? So they're a little behind the times, I think. Are my appliances ready for the, I don't know, the fridge is kind of cold about the whole topic. Anyway, back to the music, Marion Lush and the Musical Stars and the Oh Yeah Polka.
Oh poszedł sobie na zabawę, oje,
oje.
I tam się bardzo ucieszył, oje,
oje.
Muzykanci ładnie grali i tak ładnie się śpiewali,
oje, 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 oje.
Wypił sobie on dobre wódkę, oje,
oje.
Z ludźmi się ładnie zabawił, oje,
oje.
Zaczął sobie tam tańcować, aż tam ludzie zaczął kopać,
oje, 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 oje.
Sobie ładną pannę, oje,
oje.
I tam z nią się tak zmówiłem, oje,
oje.
Żułem ją do swego domu, piją razem, szklanki dzwonią,
oje, 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 oje.
I u niej był tam do rana, oje,
oje.
I tak z nią się tak zakochał, oje,
oje.
Niedługo będzie wesele i wesoło wszystkim będzie,
oje.
It's Marion Lush here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show here on the radio, or perhaps on the internet if you're listening to a podcast or a web stream, or a small neighborhood radio station, or a low-power FM station, or a college station, or an AM station. We're all over the place. In fact, for those of you who are counting, and I'm sure you're not, 19 stations across the country now carrying the Oompa Hour, so the more the merrier as we spread the polka joy and all the great old-time records all over the country. I really am hoping to get a station up in Canada so we could at least say we've gone international at some point, but we'll see how that works. All right, I got a Johnny Pecan record now. Cleveland-style polka, of course. Slovenian Cleveland-style polka. And it's weird because the record says John Pecan, and I've always used to seeing the records with Johnny, same guy, and he's credited with both on some of the records, but it seems weird. I guess John Pecan kind of rhymes a little better, but anyway, here he is. Says right on the record here, this is a button box instrumental, by the way. Here's the Old Timers Polka.
We'll be right back.
There you go, Johnny Pecan, the Old Timers Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. And even though the subject of our next record is named Johnny, I'm pretty sure it's not Johnny Pecan. It's Johnny's Got a Girlfriend, though, is the tune. Fritz Bechtel and his Jolly Ramblers with singing by the Winkert Sisters. You know, that is so much stuff written on here that they got to use itty bitty letters. It barely fits on the record label. So here we go, on Polka Land Records nonetheless, huh? Out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin, here's Fritz Bechtel, Johnny's Got a Girlfriend on Tim Zumpa Hour. Sisters, along with Fritz Bechtel and his Johnny Ramblers, his Jolly Ramblers. Not his Johnny Ramblers. That'd be ridiculous. Johnny's Got a Girlfriend, though, is the tune here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and that's a cool thing about this is basically live radio. I mean, I realize that you're hearing this somewhere at what day and what time all depends on where the particular radio station where you're listening to the program happens to play the program, but I do the show live. The show starts at the beginning. The show goes straight through to the end. So if I louse something up, you're going to hear it just like it happens in real life. We don't tweak this out to perfection like some people do. This is all live and spontaneous. So when I make a mistake, it's all part of the fun, all right? I think it's time for a little happy yodeling music. The Happy Yodelers song. It's Frank Hanner's orchestra with the Panny Sisters.
Oh, lady, dee, dee, oh, lady, dee, oh, lady, dee, dee. arms and sway with us as you sing this song. Join your friends and sing once more, sharing fun and joy. Music is like warm sunshine, can drive your cares away. Let's sing again out loud and clear the happy yodeler.
The Happy Yodelers song, Frank Hanner's orchestra and the Patty Sisters. That's Penny Sisters. There's no T in there. I heard you snickering. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records throughout the show for you here. And, you know, I also need to remind you, and I try to remember to do this often. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. If you're enjoying the show, it always is a really groovy thing if you contact the place where you hear the show and let them know that you enjoy it, whether you're listening to a radio station or a webcast or a stream or something like that. Drop them an email or give them a call and just let them know that you're enjoying the Oompa Hour, or that you're enjoying any program that they happen to carry. You know, a lot of radio stations carry various programs, whether they're doing them themselves there locally or the show is being produced by somebody like me. And they like to know that you're appreciating it. And you would be surprised to know how little feedback radio stations get. And a radio station, especially a local independent radio station, is so different than, say, a television station, because they do a lot of their own programming and they rely on some feedback from the listeners. So by all means, take a moment and let them know that you're enjoying the Oompa Hour, and let them know that you're enjoying any of the other programs that they may be carrying. And if I'm not careful like this, I'm going to start sounding like a fundraiser on a public radio station. And no, it's just nice to get a little feedback and let people know that you're digging the show, you know. All right, let's get some music rolling here. Pete and the Polka Timers. Here's the Johnny's Knockin' Polka.
On my door. sparkling ring with a big white diamond. And my love for you, sparkling ring with a big white diamond. And my love for you.
It's Pete and the Polka Timers. Johnny's knocking here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. If he was knocking, we'd tell him to go away. We're in the studio doing a radio show for Pete's sake here, all right? Casey Sawirski and the orchestra are ready to go next. Here's the Your Something Else Polka. Aha, the Your Something Else Polka, Casey Sawirski and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Spinning great old-time records here on the show like we do every week when we get together and do this. And we're glad you're along for another show. I have the Hootenanny Polka on the way next here. Vincent Justinski and his orchestra. It says here this is a Dana Polka oldie. Dana Records was a record label, put out a lot of polka records back in the good old days. And this one says... on the record here that it is copyright 1948. I think that's an 8. Whose idea was it to use gold lettering on a black record label? What the heck does that... Hang on, where's the flashlight? All right, let's get the flashlight off the counter here. Let's see. Copyright, is that a 46 or a 48? I need to know these things because it's 1946, it says. So, there. Put the flashlight back on the counter and we're ready to polka. Here's the Hootenanny Polka, Vincent Justinski and the orchestra. Thank you. See, not way by yet, and the horse sound effects there, and the gun blast, and the six shooter going there. And right away, you think of the Lone Ranger, don't you? That's kind of a weird thing, because the song obviously is actually the William Tell Overture, which was used as a theme song for the Lone Ranger, and it was used specifically as a theme song because it was an old song that was in the public domain. So when they made the Lone Ranger, they didn't have to pay the rights to use the song because it was old enough to be in the public domain. And now, of course, you can perform that song and put it out on your own record and not have to pay any rights for it because it's the William Tell Overture, but it makes you think of the Lone Ranger. That's the risk you take when you use public domain music on something that becomes eternally popular. Everybody starts associating it with the show, and you don't have the rights to the music because it's that old. But anyway, that was Vincent Jastinski in the orchestra with a Hootenanny Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. We have Tom Salock and the Polecats coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I told you we'd have Tom Salock and the Polecats up next. Here they are with Who's the Only Girl?
Sets my heart awhirl, how can't you guess her name? Who's the only pearl that gives my mind a twirl? Oh, can't you guess her name? Tell me what's in store for the girl that I adore and the one that I plan to marry. You know her name, for yours and hers are the same.
Tom Salock and his Polecats, who's the only girl here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And another one of those old Dana records. Actually, these are Dana 45s of songs that they had previously released on 78 RPM records back in the 40s. That's why that other one said it was a like a classic oldie or whatever on it. And this is another one of those. It also says copyright 1946 on it. And again, it's a 45 pressing of one of their earlier 78s. And you got to be careful because this is Walter Dombrowski and his Polka Kings of Philadelphia, not to be confused with Norm Dombrowski and his Happy Notes, which are from Wisconsin. It's a totally different thing, but it's Walter Dombrowski. See, I start getting him confused myself. And his Polka Kings from Philadelphia. This is the Shoemaker Polka. Walter Dombrowski and his Polka Kings of Philadelphia here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. It's one thing about this particular polka show compared to a lot of them is we try to mix up all the ethnicities and all the different regions of polka music, because to polka fans, it can make a big difference, because you may listen to a Chicago-style polka or Pennsylvania-style polka or something out of New Ulm, Minnesota, or over Wisconsin or down in Texas, and they all have a different style. And you could be a Slovenian polka artist from Philadelphia or a Polish polka artist from Texas or San Francisco or Miami, you know, and people can tell the different styles and the different way that the songs are played. It's kind of amazing. We try to mix it up here as best we can on the old Oompa Hour. And remember, if there's a song you would like to request or a band you'd like to hear from that you haven't heard or you'd like to hear again, by all means, let us know. Drop an email to oompahour@mail.com and we'll see what we can do for you. All right, let's jam one more tune in here, shall we? The Music Howls. We all know this one. Here's the Beer in Heaven Polka.
No beer, they said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Everybody!
Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer.
Hey!
Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer.
Hey! here, we'd like you all to hear.
In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Let's hear it now.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer.
Hey!
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer.
Hey!
See, there you go. The musicals there. They did find some beer in heaven. Oh, those troublemakers anyway, I tell you. But believe it or not, that wraps up another edition of the old Oompa Hour here on the radio. I'm glad you're able to hang out with us for the show. And, of course, the show will just continue marching on forever and ever and ever and ever.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll be back to do it again next week if somebody remembers to lubricate the valves in the trumpet. Until then, stay happy, everybody!